Champaign Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Ready for an exciting change? At Merle Norman, we can take your look from ordinary to extraordinary in a matter of minutes. Our innovative skincare, perfectly matched foundations, and on-trend colors will make a difference that's written all over your face. Come in and see what a makeover can do. We'll help select the products that are just right for you, and we'll teach you tips that the pros know about applying your most flattering shades. Ask for your free express makeover today, calling 217-359-8100 or visit 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag. Keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit BulldoggyBag.com.
That's BulldoggyBag.com.
At Busey Bank, we're proud to serve our local community through financial guidance and community investment. Offering sound advice and actionable insight, Busey builds financial strength, supports homeownership dreams, and offers customized lending strategies, connecting with our neighbors to build stronger communities. UC Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
Pepsi-Cola Champaign-Urbana Bottling is getting summer started with some fresh new products. Take a break from the sun and get a taste of cool, crisp, refreshing, starry lemon-lime flavored soda. Stay hydrated with Gatorade's new Fast Twitch Energy Drink and get your daily source of vitamin A and C with Gatorade Fit. Find your afternoon pick-me-up with Starbucks Caramel and White Chocolate Mocha Frappuccino Mini Cans. Order these delicious beverages and everything else with Pepsi-Cola Champaign Urbana Bottling Company. Visit PepsiColaCU.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at MaxRecycling.com.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs teaming up with Illinois Joining Forces to administer the Illinois Warrior Assistance Program. It's a 24/7 helpline and resources for Illinois vets, families, and caregivers. This free and confidential service initiated by the state of Illinois back in 2011 to assist vets transitioning from military service. The Office of the Illinois State Fire Marshal reminding Illinoisans to make sure they're following proper safety practices when you're using your grills this holiday weekend throughout the rest of the summer. July is the peak month for grill fires, followed by June, May, and August. It's recommended to place grills away from the home and deck railings. A 20-year-old from Urbana has died after a motorcycle crash in Champaign. It happened Friday north of downtown Champaign at Neal and Maple Streets at about 6. Champaign police investigating the cause of the traffic collision, including whether any other vehicles were involved. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Well, thank you very much, and good morning. It is ESPN 93.5. I am Stevie J. Diane Ducey here.
Morning.
As well, we are here on this
3rd of July.
It is the 3rd of July. Soye, Mr. Gregg.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Welcome back. We're on the air.
Yes. 1.4. Yeah, you're back from North Carolina, I take it.
Yes, unfortunately. That was me kicking and screaming on the flight when we came back late Friday evening, so yes.
1.4 and 1.5, that's what my farmers are telling me we got in this region of Champaign County.
Okay.
So that's what we got.
But again, you know, and we've talked about this, sometimes when you get those kind of rains, now, you know, yesterday's or the Saturday event was pretty nice, that was docile, but that Friday thing, that's the stuff you need to keep an eye out for, and that's a lot of the times what will happen when you get these wide range of, wide systems of rain. It comes at a price. Hail, high wind, wind damage, crops flattened, green snap, et cetera, so forth and so on. But, at least there ought to be some drought improvement around here, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All good, sir. We're excited. Our weather this morning brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. Member FDIC, it is meteorologist Greg Solier with a look at our 4th of July tomorrow, sir.
Yes, and it looks to be a good one and a pretty decent one already underway this morning. Yeah, a couple of cloud patches around 66 degrees over at Willard and Savoy right now. 67 at Rantoul, 66 at Danville, to 69 at Bloomington. Normal, yeah, we've had anywhere between an inch on the lower side, as much as 2.5 inches of rain on the higher side, a little bit lesser to the north of Champaign. Then yesterday, my goodness, the rains, you rarely see this occur this time of the year unless you're in the midst of a tropical weather system where basically rains all day. That was the last little piece of this weekend weather system that clocked at least some of the farming areas west and southwest of Chicago had another inch or two. And Chicago itself, 9 inches at a place called Berwyn, Illinois, about 10, 12 miles southwest of the city. It certainly impacted that Cubs game and the race as well. Outside of a stray shower that may pop up this afternoon, iffy at best, 85 with a partly sunny sky. We'll clear it off tonight down to 65. It'll fog patch tomorrow. Good look at Independence Day, seasonal warm, sunshine at 87. No issues on fireworks weather tomorrow night, low down to 67 if we're still inclined to blow those things off. And then Wednesday, there's heat and humidity, more storm clusters late morning and especially the afternoon. We'll keep an eye on them. The high around 90, a few more showers Thursday at 83. Should be another quarter to half, as much as a half to an inch in some of the heavier storms between Wednesday and Thursday. Dry time, comfortable weather for Friday and Saturday, highs near 80. We're right back in the thick of it on the cusp of a heat and humidity with low to mid 80s and more showers and thunderstorms next Sunday and Monday. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
All right, as we get ready for the big 4th of July and all that's going to be going on, we'll be letting you know as we progress here this morning some of the events. Diane's all over that. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's our friend Raven Harrison. Raven, happy 4th of July. God bless America. How are you?
Thank you. Feeling great.
RFK Jr. won't commit to backing eventual Dem nominee, a.k.a. Joe Biden. Why doesn't he just run and do me a little Ross Perot?
Well, I think what he's doing is he's taking a line in the sand here, which I'm actually pretty proud to see. He's basically, you know, going against the Democratic narrative. They're saying, we're lock and step, we're behind the sky, no matter how ridiculous. And he's saying, no, I'm not going to play that game. And he goes, I'm not going to be marginalized. So he is taking a stand of saying, he's going to try to return the party back to what he believed it started out to be. So, interesting strategy, and I think what voters are really wanting to hear, I think they will really respond to that.
I think Republicans and Democrats, in some fashion, are attracted to RFK, particularly when he takes his shirt off and does push-ups.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. That didn't go very well when Putin did it and some of the others. But
true. Putin's a Pillsbury doughboy compared to RFK Jr. I mean, no, Raven, 69 years old. Now, that guy, dang, that's really good for that. I mean, it's good at any age, but for 69? I know he wasn't going all the way up and down with the push-ups. I don't care. He looked good.
Well, I'm telling you, it doesn't really matter how many. He could do a half a push-up and girl style, but the fact that his last name is Kennedy is still going to give him a little bit of an advantage.
Well, I would suspect at some point they're going to cream him, and whatever's true is not true, whatever. It doesn't matter. I think they're just waiting for the right time to kind of bury RFK Jr., regardless of what it is, if something's coming, right?
Well, that's true. The problem they're having is their candidate, is falling apart at the seams. Literally, Joe Biden is tripping over air. He's riddled in investigations. So the Dems have a really, really big problem. This is something they were able to obscure in the 2020 election, but what are they going to do? Literally, Joe Biden will be 83, and he looks all of 93. So they're going to have to find a way to neutralize a viable candidate. And if they do that, then what are the optics? So you're right. They've painted themselves into the proverbial corner.
Well, Gavin is standing by. All he needs is a phone call because he's ready, right? He wants this bad.
Well, he's ready, and his aunt has pretty much promised this to him. This is the worst case of nepotism you've ever seen, of Gavin Newsom waiting in the wings for his aunt Pelosi to open the keys to the kingdom. But there's, you know, her bottle isn't that huge. There's no way.
Wait a minute. Oh, like, his mom or dad's sister is Nancy Pelosi?
Pelosi is Gavin Newsom's aunt. That is her nephew. So a lot of people don't realize a lot of that's going on. They should also take a look at the governor of New York. And that, I believe, is her stepsister.
Well, why not, huh? They have the royals. Why not here, huh? Come on. I had no idea. So he was mayor of San Francisco because of his aunt, Nancy Pelosi.
Correct.
Okay.
And he was able to dodge the recall. There were more names on the recall petition for Gavin Newsom than there were on his original election. Let that one sink in.
Well, and California's a mess, but I think he's good-looking and slick and all of those things. I can't tell you what's right or what's wrong from the standpoint of truth when Gavin speaks, but I think he's clearly waiting in the wings if something happens. I don't know who else would jump in. J.B. Pritzker is our governor. You're welcome to him. I mean, right. He'd love to run, too.
He's got the bank account.
Well, he does. Can you win if you're just simply a billionaire? I thought the Democrats didn't like billionaires.
No, it depends on which billionaire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the Soros family is all in.
Right.
All right, Raven, the name of your book is what?
Raven's Mantle, Fighting the Betrayal of America. Good read for 4th of July.
There you go. And people can get it everywhere, Amazon, everything?
Yes.
Well, listen, yes. God bless America. This is the greatest nation ever conceived. We are always a work in progress, but it's an awesome place to live. And I suggested about 3 weeks ago that America should move to India for a year. And then if you survive, you get to come home. What do you think?
It could be, but what I will tell you is thank you to our veterans out there. They paid a heavy price for our freedom, so we should be worth it.
Well, you're raised in a military family. We know that. Raven, appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Happy 4th of July, Raven Harrison, this morning from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
713 ESPN 93.5. Cardinals played a very good baseball game, beat a very good, probably the best pitcher in the American League, and they beat Gerrit Cole. Good game.
And the final was 5-1. Let's get your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals beat Gerrit Cole and the Yankees 5-1 yesterday to give the Cardinals 2 out of 3 wins in the series.
Nice victory for the Cardinals and terrific work by Jordan Montgomery, who was able to pick up victory number 6. He was outstanding. Had no hit ball through 5 2/3 innings. Finally gave up a hit, but ended up giving up just 1 unearned run in the game. 44,676 people saw a terrific game for the Cardinals.
And a big day at the plate from the designated hitter Brendan Donovan with 2 singles, a hit by pitch, and a big 2-run homer in the 7th inning.
His home run was really the icing on the cake. Jordan Hicks finished up in the 9th.
And Giovanni Gallegos had a good bounce back game, an inning and a third of scoreless baseball with a walk and 3 strikeouts. Tonight, it's Miles Michaelis against lefty Braxton Garrett, the Cardinals at Miami, and we're on the air at 4:45. Ricky has the lineups at 5:30 Central. I'll bring you the first pitch around 5:40. The Cardinals beat the Yankees 5-1 yesterday. The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
I've said I'm really for the home plate umpire calling balls and strikes with a computer. They're doing it in AAA. It's working really well. There was a point in the Cardinal game, LeMahieu had a ball pitched to him for 4, and Jordan Montgomery's about to walk two Yankees in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't feel very good. And the ball was clearly a ball, and the umpire called a strike. Well, that led to the manager of the Yankees getting kicked out.
That's right.
And it also led to a complete deflation of the Yankee. Mm-hmm. It just changed the game.
Mm-hmm.
The guy, he missed the call, and the computer... All they do is the umpire is looking behind the catcher, like always, and there's a little beep on his belt, and it, you know, ball's a strike. And then he calls it like normal, but he's not doing it.
Right.
And it's so smooth, and you can't even tell it's being done, but it'll be consistent and it'll be accurate. And humans just aren't consistent on a strike zone. Each man's going to be different. So I'm all for the we're already doing replay and everything else.
Right.
9 different views on a football touchdown. I think we can do balls and strikes. They're doing it in AAA. They do the first 3 days of a 6-game series in AAA. First 3 run by the computer. The next 3 run by the home plate umpire, but it's challengeable. And then they show the little graphic of the ball and if it touches the plate or not. And it goes very quickly, and it works. So that's what they're doing. They're sampling in AAA, and nobody – a guy gets called out on strikes, he just walks away because the computer. Okay. Oops. And there's just no barking. And you, some people, I miss that. Right, well, there's not going to be dust kicked on the guy's shoes anymore. Nothing like that's going to happen.
For sure.
It's kind of old. So.
Well, we've got the Miami Marlins with a 5:40 start here on ESPN 93.5. And it came up at a party over the weekend, Stevie, the trip to see the Miami Marlins on July 19th.
We had Rich call yesterday, wanted to know if he can get on. I'm determined in that today.
Okay.
If you still want to go.
That's what I was going to bring
there
up.
There might be a seat or three. We might be able to. I've just got to do the total count. I just don't want to mess up on the count.
And make sure everybody's paid.
Yeah, everybody's paid.
Okay.
We're all in on that, and I'm going to hand the tickets out on the bus.
Okay.
So we've got all the tickets in hand, but it said people coming to Philo, they can just get it on the bus. But no, if you still want to jump on the July 19, it's going to be a suite. It's going to be, no matter what the temperature is, you're going to be fine.
That's right.
And you'll be full because all there's a lot of great
looking
food.
Forward to it.
Yep.
Guardians beat the Cubs yesterday. That final was 8-6. Now they're starting a series against the Milwaukee Brewers with a 1-10 start. You'll hear the action over on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox winners over Oakland 8-7 yesterday. We're thinking about that All-Star break. Now, 42 players. I know Mike Trout 11 times, Clayton Kershaw 10 times, but 26 of these players are rookies coming into Seattle.
I think, here's a question.
Okay.
Do we care? I mean, okay. It's a break for baseball. The guys need it. But is it like the selection show? Anybody watch that?
Right.
Even the Arden
Base? Home Run Derby's pretty good.
That's fun. And the game's okay. But the Home Run Derby is probably the best part. The winner gets $1 million.
I don't know if you saw any of the clips of that Chicago street race with 91 cars yesterday.
Unbelievable.
That was fascinating.
I can't believe you can
it
put
a... It looks like Lakeshore Drive to me.
It
regular.
Was. No, it was all the Chicago buildings. They put a race in downtown. I'm just so thankful I didn't have to drive around that.
Shane Van Gisbergen from New Zealand
Shane's
was the winner.
Good dude. Nobody knows anybody, but it's cool.
To me, it looked like Chicago traffic. Normal.
Anyway, we'll get some weather. Got some Fox Business Minute coming your way. Bottom of the hour, Joe McCauley, Assistant Chief of Police at the University of Illinois.
Absolutely.
Getting ready for 4th of July. We'll talk about that coming up as well.
So again, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign and Penn have a Saturday, and after some additional weekend shower thunderstorm activity, that weather system winding on down. Still a pop-up affair later on this afternoon. Otherwise, good looking, fine feeling day's worth of Independence Day weather scheduled for the day tomorrow. And it's a series of frontal boundaries on the move that should increase rainfall chances over the second half of the week and next week as well. For the day-to-day, partly sunny, just a lone shower thunderstorm that may crop up later this afternoon and early this evening, up to 85 for the high. Light wind becoming mostly clear later this evening, and some patchy fog forms up late, low down to 65 with light and variable wind. Tomorrow, Independence Day, 4th of July, mostly sunny, warm, light south-southwesterly wind, the high around 87. Wednesday, some heat and humidity, the high around 90 with a couple of rounds of showers and thunderstorms, fair and good coverage that'll extend into Thursday, cooler at 83 there. Friday and Saturday, dry weather, highs around 80 degrees, back into some scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
At Busey Bank, we're proud to serve our local community through financial guidance and community investment. Offering sound advice and actionable insight, Busey builds financial strength, supports homeownership dreams, and offers customized lending strategies, connecting with our neighbors to build stronger communities. Busey Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. Well, 4th of July is here. People getting ready to celebrate. Many of those celebrations could involve fireworks and sparklers, but Champaign Fire says not so fast. They're reminding the community that fireworks are dangerous. They're also illegal in the city of Champaign. Be safe. Champaign Police expanding its freewheel lock program to include Kia and Hyundai owners who live in other communities. The goal is to minimize the number of car thefts after internet trend went viral about how to break into these cars. All you need to do is bring proof of ownership to the Champaign Police Department. High-speed internet available soon nationwide. That's due to new funding for states, territories, and the District of Columbia via the Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program, a $42 billion grant program created in a bipartisan infrastructure law. It'll be administered by the Department of Commerce. Once again, lots of folks on roadways. Be safe. Enjoy your 4th of July. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Ready for an exciting change? At Merle Norman, we can take your look from ordinary to extraordinary in a matter of minutes. Our innovative skincare, perfectly matched foundations, and on-trend colors will make a difference that's written all over your face. Come in and see what a makeover can do. We'll help select the products that are just right for you, and we'll teach you tips that the pros know about applying your most flattering shades. Ask for your free express makeover today, calling 217-359-8100 or visit 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit BulldoggyBag.com.
That's BulldoggyBag.com.
Pepsi-Cola Champaign-Urbana Bottling is getting summer started with some fresh new products. Take a break from the sun and get a taste of cool, crisp, refreshing Starry Lemon Lime flavored soda. Stay hydrated with Gatorade's new Fast Twitch Energy Drink and get your daily source of vitamin A and C with Gatorade Fit. Find your afternoon pick-me-up with Starbucks Caramel and White Chocolate Mocha Frappuccino mini cans. Order these delicious beverages and everything else with Pepsi-Cola Champaign-Urbana Bottling Company. Visit PepsiColaCU.
Okay, so here we are on this Monday. This is going to feel just really strange. A lot of people are off today. A lot of people working today.
That's right.
Wherever you're working, it's probably going to be more quiet than it would be on a normal Monday.
And I'd say just call first when it comes to, oh yeah, let's go out to eat or whatever. Just make sure it's happening. I know what is happening, Stevie, is Houlihan's,
yeah,
which has the primo viewing for the Champaign County Freedom Celebrations fireworks at 9:15. So you can get there after 5. They got the bomb pop cocktails, and they've got the St. Louis-style barbecued ribs for dinner for the 4th of July. So that'll be something special if you want to head out. Of course, they have their patio play on Thursday evenings, but they're telling me, Sam and the gang over there, they'll take care of you for the 4th of July. And you've got excellent seating for the fireworks.
Well, I've been there several times for that view.
Me too.
It doesn't get any better.
I know.
You're right there. You lay a little blanket down, looking up and go, ooh, ah, e, oh. You get it in that order. Ooh, ah, e, oh.
I was doing that yesterday because Arthur rescheduled theirs for Sunday evening, and it is.
You went to Arthur, Illinois?
I was about 3 miles outside of town.
So they had the baseball-sized hail on Thursday.
Right.
Baseball size hail.
I know.
You got to be kidding me.
But I mean, people can turn it around, and they like that, you know, the drier conditions weren't a thing over the weekend for the fireworks shows. And I believe tonight it's Monticello that Lodge Park has their activity. So lots of different shows to check out during the 4th of July holiday weekend.
Well, it'll be a wonderful, wonderful temperature. I mean, it's this July.
Yeah.
We would expect this kind of.
And this kind of morning scene, it's great for the 5K that's stepping off tomorrow morning at 8:30 for the kids and 9:05 for the adults that want to get next to the State Farm Center off 4th Street. It's a fantastic run. There's over 300 signed up already. And you can go to July4th.net if you're thinking you want to do that.
Okay,
still.
And again, we're still counting seats on our bus. That's, 16 more days.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that came up quickly.
I know it did.
And off we go into the wonderful month of July with all that entails. And then, of course, we all kind of strap it on for August as we get ready for a whole lot of things coming up this fall.
In fact, we've got some athletes that are going to be joining us, and I'm excited to be talking to people about that.
Yep, we are scheduled to have, not completely done yet, okay, but working the issue, as okay, we say. But I am involved in the NIL.
I love it.
So we'll try and get some people on.
Keep it up, Stevie.
For basketball and football, and we'll have those. Most of the time, they'll be, of course, on the drive. Occasionally, we might pop one on here with us. Okay, every guest appears on the Tavman's Toy and phone line. It's Monday, July 3. We appreciate you listening. It's going to feel like, I don't know what it's going to feel like. If people off today, off tomorrow, Wednesday's going to feel like Monday. Just wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's a nice short week. Coming back, we're going to talk a little about 4th of July logistics. Nobody has any idea what the University of Illinois police really do. They just have no idea the behind the scenes, the things that are in their ear. Unbelievable how deep they go to keep you safe on a football game, on a basketball game. Man, he's not going to tell me all the secrets, and he shouldn't. But there's intense depth to what they do.
Yeah.
I've been in the command center. You've been in that command center?
I have not.
Oh, my gosh. It's like, okay, which one of you gets to push the button to launch the rocket? Okay. It's like NASA. It's like everybody on headsets and screens. And
okay.
It's just.
They're watching.
They've just got their finger on the pulse. And when you host for a football game, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60,000, what do you do? I mean, there are bad people, bad actors. How do you identify? What is the training? They do all that so that you can go have a sandwich in the tailgate.
Yeah.
You go to Grange Grove and have fun, but you have no idea the work that goes in. Anyway, Joe McCullough is going to tell us a little bit about all that goes into getting ready for such a celebration, citywide celebration.
Awesome.
And he'll be relieved after tomorrow. He's not going to go out and say, woohoo, 4th of July. He can never do that. He's looking around like a Secret Service agent.
Well, and we've tried to think of everything. I know there's a cooling bus from MTD in case it were to get too hot. And, you know, there's rain in the forecast, too. There's plans for the traffic. I mean, it's layered.
Yeah,
you're
but
right.
you got to look for the security side of it, too. I mean, every backpack to me would be suspicious.
You're right.
Every time somebody, I mean, anyway, they're doing a great job. We'll talk about a little of the detail here coming up. Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find boots at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selections. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pards in Urbana, 306 North Maple. You can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit Pards.com. Pards.com.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
This is Kirk Lehman, owner of Aftershock Decals and Design, and we are here to help you get noticed. When we wrap your business vehicle, you are now driving a rolling billboard. Get noticed with what we can do for you. We will create the custom design you have always wanted at Aftershock Decals and Design. We are creative and easy to work with, I promise. So visit us at AftershockDD.com to get a quote and get noticed. That's AftershockDD.com. Get noticed.
Come celebrate with us. The Blossom Basket Florist has been in business at the same location for the last 70 years. The Bailey family has owned the business for 25 years. Stop by the Urbana store July 11th and 12th, and you can get your free dozen roses and let them say thank you for supporting them. God has blessed them with great customers, and there's no better way to say thank you than with a dozen free roses. Visit them online at blossombasket.com.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Does your home have those annoying outdoor spigots that leak and have no pressure? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing can help. Install a new Woodford outdoor spigot so your gardens and flowers Don't suffer in this summer heat. Make sure your home's outdoors look great. And call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. Illinois expected to see nearly 3 million travelers this holiday weekend, according to AAA, and the majority of those travelers driving on the road. AAA says Illinois predicted to see 120,000 more travelers than last year, which was the previous record high, almost 90% of those travelers hitting the road. The office of the Illinois State Fire Marshal reminding Illinoisans to make sure they're following proper safety practices using their grills this holiday weekend and throughout the rest of the summer. July is the peak month for grill fires, followed by June, May, and August. It's recommended to place grills away from the home and deck railings. Champaign Police expanding its free wheel lock program to include Kia and Hyundai owners who live in other communities. The goal is to minimize the number of car thefts after an internet trend went viral about how to break into those cars. All you need to do is bring proof of ownership to the Champaign Police Department. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. We check our weather, brought to you this morning by Carl.
Being prepared can make all the difference when you or a loved one is faced with a medical crisis. You can have those decisions made as you talk to your primary care doctor about advanced care planning services through Carl. Learn more at carl.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign Urbana vicinity. Nice to have some soaking rains over the front part of the weekend come through the area. Non-severe and certainly violent related, but there's no cleanup and recovery from last week's storms, and the weather pattern remaining still quite active around here out the next 10 to 15 days. We may bubble up a stray shower thunderstorm this afternoon for that matter, but just spotty best on coverage. Partly sunny skies developed this afternoon, the high around 85 with a light west northwest wind clearing off this evening. Fair sky on the overnight, some patchy fog lit, low down to 65. Tomorrow, Independence Day, 4th of July, mostly sunny, warm, a nice day, light south wind, the high around 87. No issues tomorrow night with any fireworks festivities if they're still scheduled, with a low down 67. Hot, humid for the day on Wednesday. Some active storm clusters around there. Cooler on Thursday with a few more showers. 90 on Wednesday, 83 on Thursday. Highs near 80. Nice weather ahead for Friday and Saturday. Back into some scattered showers and thunderstorms for Sunday and early next week. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he is one of our finest. He is Joseph McCullough. He is Assistant Chief of Police for University of Illinois Police. I guess you guys met yesterday for the first time when you're planning for the 4th of July.
Just once.
How far out do you guys do this? I mean,
it's constant, and we like building off of your former plans.
So after tomorrow, when will you start taking notes for 2024 July 4?
Tonight and tomorrow, as the event goes through, and then we make our notes for the following year and get better.
So it's constant. It's 24/7.
It is.
Wow.
I don't think we start heavily planning until about February, March.
Yeah, heavily planning in February, March before the... Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's a lot of people coming together, the age of mental illness, crazy people want to harm other... I mean, you consider everything, don't you?
We just want every year to be a great event for the community to come out and families to come out, residents to come out and just enjoy.
But there's always going to be risk in our life, right? I mean, there's no... You can't erase risk.
No.
So you try and... limit it and the potential of it.
Absolutely.
Well, how do you know what to do, Joe?
We have a lot of very good personnel that are deployed out there and that help us as a leadership team make decisions. So we have great people that
it's
work for us.
A layered plan.
And we work so well with local law enforcement, all our partners. From this event into sporting events, we just have a great relationship with all our police departments here.
Do you get intelligence? I don't expect you to tell me anything, but do you get intelligence that tells you the new thing? Watch out for this, the new thing. Are you always surprised at threats, at things that could, at your new creative bad people?
Nothing really surprises you. You just kind of think, well, that's a little bit different.
Okay.
And then you adapt and plan and prevent.
Because I'd never heard of, I think our intelligence had, but I'd never heard of a plane as a missile. 9/11, yeah. I never had thought of that.
No.
And so it's...
Well, it makes you think through some of the AI stuff coming down the pipe and some of the drones.
Yep.
Can't you bring down a drone these days? Isn't technology, there's a way to bring a drone down or no?
I'm sure there's so many different layers deployed, especially in our secured areas, in the states like Washington and other places. We have our own programs that we use here to identify and help us seek out people who are operating them. Man. And a lot of people that are operating them around the stadium or on events tomorrow,
yep,
they don't realize that you can't be doing that.
That's right. So a lot of people want to get that shot of the fireworks from on top.
Right. And so,
so that's not allowed, but not everybody knows that?
It doesn't seem that way. Okay. It seems there's a lot of it's careless and reckless, right. Not malicious. So we respond and we'll talk with the operator. Mm-hmm. You know, that goes through our football season tomorrow. You know, you have 40,000-50,000 people underneath,
yeah,
and you're flying a craft like that. Even though it's small, it might be like a bowling ball size.
Well, and also could be something loaded in it, right? That's what you got to think about,
and
right?
And you plan for that too.
Right,
large in part, we're dealing with people that don't realize, hey, don't put this up over there, over this crowd.
What about airplanes? Do people try and fly around and see fireworks with airplanes? I've seen them up occasionally. Maybe they stay out of the airspace or something?
We haven't had issues with that. Okay. And I know it's monitored.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. It's Joe McCullough on the on our show here on ESPN 93.5. So tomorrow starts early, and you guys start early, and you go late. Advice to people planning to attend everything.
Sure. Get there early. Plan it out. Coming in late, we have layered traffic closures in the morning. We have layered traffic closures in the evening, which means by the hour, they get more restricted.
Mm-hmm.
We get closer to the event. So if you're arriving, you know, at 9 o'clock for the 9:15 show, fireworks, you're going to have to park off-site.
Right.
You're just not going to feasibly get in, mm-hmm, into the area.
Mm-hmm.
Same with the morning. You know, I think the youth runs at 8:30 and
9:05 for the 5K, and that's off of 4th Street over by BFL between, yep, BFL and State Farm Center. And they've been doing that for so many years. Right now, there's over 300 runners. And if people are saying, I want to get involved in that, July4th.net. But it just seems like so many of the runners are experienced and know the course and know they've got the misters in the water. They've got a great national anthem being sung by your wife, Crystal.
She's doing it two times tomorrow?
She got double shift tomorrow.
Wow. Early? Yeah.
I think, yep, early, and then the fireworks, the main
How
stage.
Early? What's the time?
9 o'clock.
Okay.
Right before
time
the
to warm
so,
up
and she's
a
used
bit.
To that, being in the praise band, yep, at Meadowbrook.
Well,
and
she's a pastor and praise band leader with the great Ron Strack and the wonderful Kent Hollis and wonderful, mm-hmm, Aaron Vanderholt. Yeah. Who am I missing? Absolutely. One more.
Cooper.
Yes. Yeah, Cooper.
And
great
I think Andrew Voldemolden is doing the benediction or whatever.
I think it's Pastor Kent this year.
Okay.
Hollis, yep.
Awesome.
But
yeah,
they
yeah.
also do a little prayer as they retire the colors in the evening program.
Wonderful.
Crazy
Wonderful.
Johnny and the 11th Hour Band going to be playing starting at 7.
And what's our weather? Do you think about that?
Is oh, yeah.
weather
yeah.
factor
yeah.
into
no,
this?
We've texted back and forth on this, Joe, and it has different looks to it. I mean, I said, I think it's 87, and you thought it was in the 90s. But also some rain now in there.
Well, so. we have a constant communication with our weather service partner in Lincoln. They will provide assist us with on-site help all day long. Mm. We are in contact with them. We have direct communication with them because we do have decisions to make, heat decisions, you know, as far as cooling buses, misting stations. But most importantly, if we have a lightning strike or a storm moving in, we have to plan that out and figure out how we're going to respond to that. But back to the traffic in the morning, you know, so we layer those until 8:30 in the mm-hmm. morning. If you're not there, it's going to be a walk to get to the parade route,
mm-hmm.
Just because we have a perimeter that they'll be shut down. You won't see, you generally won't see volunteers or officers at that outer perimeter. You'll just see barricades. We ask people not to move those.
Right.
But just get there early, plan it out, and enjoy.
Yeah, when you go to Florida or anywhere, can you go to some event in another state and not turn on your brain to where logistically, how are they doing this? Can you shut it down and just be a guy with his toes in the sand or not?
It's always good to unplug for mental health reasons.
Yeah.
But you're constantly looking at, hey, well, we could do that. Or yeah,
right.
why
yeah.
are they doing
you're
it
working,
that way? Yeah,
you're
sure,
working
sure.
it. Your brain's moving all
sure.
the time.
Uh-huh.
Just tell you.
When it comes to all the different options that you'll have on that evening program, you'll want to get there because they'll have Cone Ice and Papa John's and Knights of Columbus with their hot dogs and brats and popcorn with the Champaign County History Museum. Dave's Dogs will be there with their Maxwell Street Pulley Sausage. Main Street Creamery with ice cream is going to be near Research Park off Oak and St. Mary's. Piatto in the evening.
Family First inflatables, face painting, balloon twisting. And I just got a text in from Sam saying, remember, Hula Hands is open.
Yeah.
And that's a good option for you, too. So this is a great scene. But as you mentioned, Joe, getting there early and enjoying that 7 to 9:15 part of it all. And then 9:15 is the fireworks.
Yes. And the like when you get to that close, like iHotel Hula Hands area, that access is going to be from the south and the east. Just because we can't have everybody come in from the same direction. Mm-hmm. So
coming from the south, you go from the south to like get to Hula Hands?
From First Street, yeah, First Street.
And then after the show, though, you can't go north. You have to still go south, I think.
Not for a bit. Okay. We generally have that adjacent streets around Lottie 14, which is to the west of the State Farm Center. It's closed until they check all the tubes because we do have some fireworks that do not ignite during the program. So it is a we have to make sure it's safe. We have our bomb squad is on scene to assist.
Okay.
And they make sure that's not there because we can't have those go off when we have traffic.
Sure.
That's all the details that Joe thinks about 24/7.
Right.
I've been on ride-alongs with Joe McCullough.
You know,
I'm here to say that I was enjoying my ride as you were doing the work. It's crazy.
Well, make it easy on you.
No, I'm just looking around and Joe's, you know, talking to his shoulder. And working something here and there, and he's got eyes in the back of his head, and I'm looking at the moon. It's amazing. Joe McCullough,
well,
unbelievable.
And the students on campus, there's always something.
I mean, but it's a quiet summer. I mean, I drive through campus quite a bit right now, although blinking lights because you don't need the traffic lights. And the only people there are people that don't want to go home because so far.
I was kind of talking about during the school year and, you know, the binge drinking and stuff like that you deal with.
There's no shortage of calls, and it's been. But you know what? It's good to see the activity kicked back up from the last few years.
No, we love the University of Illinois. Yeah. We'd be Danville, except worse, without the U of I. We would. I mean, God bless Danville, but I mean, they lost their industry. If the U of I left us, we'd be a mess.
Right.
We love the University of Illinois. We love the diversity. Love all the kids. We have 50,000 kids here now.
Yep.
And how many countries? 144. Do you have a language barrier ever, Joe, when you guys are talking to students?
Well, we have our personnel, we have so many bilingual officers on staff, and then we also work with our campus partners and translation services because there are some languages that we are not able to speak or readily find somebody who can speak it. So, but technology is great. We have some translator programs.
Google Translate.
It assists.
That's crazy.
But nothing's better than personal communication.
Yeah, that's right.
So.
Yeah. Well, what do we got? 70 different countries represented?
That was 144.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I thought it was just, and Spanish is the number one. It's English and Spanish, and then you just got Mandarin. You got a lot of languages.
So let's talk just briefly about this storm that blew through. Boy, that'll put a wrench in your programming, especially when you have the internet down or power or whatever.
I always try to look for the best. So we had some rain.
Yeah.
So that'll assist us on tomorrow. There were some rumors floating around that multiple places aren't having fireworks, including us here. It's still going on. There are some precautions being taken care of anyway. You know, water truck out,
right.
You know, assisting in the grassy areas. We do ask for those visiting and patrons coming in to not be doing personal fireworks in the area.
Yes.
Because we'll leave it to the professionals. Come and watch, come and sit, come and enjoy. We worry about, you know, maybe some sparklers or something that would ignite something in the area. So we're trying to keep it watered and safe.
It's tough to stop those personal fireworks that's going on.
But at least in the area
of where we're at.
Yeah, they're going to be going on everywhere. But we ask that people just come out and watch the show.
Occasionally you'll see sparklers or something. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. You're not supposed to do it in the air.
We've had some Roman candle issues, bottle rockets.
Okay, yeah, gotcha. Yeah. That's taking it up a notch.
Yeah.
Bottle rockets can hit somebody.
Yeah.
Right.
I thought I was pointing it out.
Right.
It was going sideways.
It happens.
Yeah. It's Joe McCullough. Well, thank you for coming in. Always a pleasure. And thank you for all your work. And so you guys will get this thing done. I'm sure it's going to go great. And then you're off to football, right?
Pretty much started planning that. We've already been working on it, but
I mean, crowds are going to get bigger.
Less than 2 months away. We're very excited about it. It's as an Illini fan, it's really neat to see.
Absolutely.
And, as an event planner, special event planner on the public safety side, I love the challenge, and we love seeing crowds come out, and we love, you know, being able to be out there and working those events.
And generally, any issues are alcohol related, drug related. I mean, if problems, you get some of these football people, and they get pretty drunk, and so that's generally when something might come up.
You know, large in part, it's the first few games, it's the heat. And, you know, I think we fielded
But is the heat your responsibility? I mean, you can't keep me cool.
You still have to have, heat stroke.
If you fall over, there's medical people, but it's not a law and order issue.
Well, we had police officers assisting because the EMTs were so overwhelmed last year with the first couple of games.
Was it that hot?
It was hot.
Okay.
I think we had 36 or 38 medical calls in the first three quarters of the first game.
Are these older people or are they everybody?
It's anybody who hasn't hydrated properly sit in the sun. It's tough.
You're kind of an EMT in those situations.
Got to figure out an answer to the problem.
Gotcha. See, that's Joe McCall.
I love that. Are you looking for more people on your team? Are you recruiting?
We're constantly. You can go to our webpage at our University of Illinois Police webpage, police.illinois.edu. We're constantly looking for those who would love to work with us. We are pretty full staffed currently, but we're always maintaining an employment roster and a list.
And why do you think recruiting's down generally? The families are saying, don't go into law enforcement.
I don't think that's the same now. And I didn't ever believe that's where it was. It might've been a talking point, but we have great personnel. We've always had, just a good process to be able to find personnel for us.
I think the perception's gotten any better than, say, 2015 when things started unraveling, the Ferguson mess and all that?
I would say that our officers, we know that we're appreciated by the public.
You are, but, you know, there's also a core of people that are being taught you're going to hurt me, and they truly believe it. And it's like, that's not true, but that's what they believe because that's what they've been told, and that's a problem over time.
Well, all we can do is come to work every day and make that and time can heal.
And having watched you on a ride-along, as I've mentioned several times, Joe's unbelievable.
Yeah.
He could be the Walmart greeter as nice as you are.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what you doing? What you got going on? How you doing? I mean, it's just...
Well, it's probably because your solid foundation of faith and family.
But he's patient. You're very patient. And when I'd be going, hey! And you're just saying, how you doing? What you doing?
99.5% of what we do is verbal, is how you interact that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you're awfully good at what you do, buddy. Appreciate you coming
Appreciate
down.
That.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And again, it's Joe McCall, Assistant Chief of Police at the University of Illinois Police. And again, 4th of July, it's going to be a big, long day. Hydrate, be careful of weather and all the things you know how to do.
Arrive early.
Yeah, have a plan. Get there.
It's
Champaign
amazing.
County Freedom Celebration. Thanks to all the volunteers and sponsors, and July4th.net for details.
Well, Diane Ducey's getting involved in everything.
She is. She's been great to work with.
I said yes to publicity on this.
I told you, you missed the meeting. She got
back. Exactly. Someone nominated me, and I wasn't there to step back.
Well, who did I see? Lynn Barnes yesterday saying how much she enjoys talking to you.
Oh, great.
Okay. Thank you very much for what you do.
I appreciate that.
Keeping us safe. We appreciate Joe McCullough.
Take care, Joe.
U of I. Appreciate Champaign County. Appreciate Champaign, Urbana. All of these brave men and women that go to work every day to keep us safe while we can have our cotton candy. Mm-hmm. They're dealing with everything else. And
all the fireworks. So fun, this patriotic celebration.
I just think the paradigm shift of making coconut birdhouses in the Bahamas sounds pretty good in the shade. You know, Joe, no worry about logistics and stoplights.
Someday.
You'll still be looking at it going, you know, I wonder if those coconuts are safe. They're going to fall on people. That's what you got going on, man. Just got it going on.
All good.
All right, it's ESPN 93.5. Cardinals win. A good game yesterday for them.
Yeah.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals beat Gerrit Cole and the Yankees 5-1 yesterday to give the Cardinals 2 out of 3 wins in the series.
Nice victory for the Cardinals and terrific work by Jordan Montgomery, who was able to pick up victory number 6. He was outstanding. Had no hit ball through 5 2/3 innings. Finally gave up a hit, but ended up giving up just 1 unearned run in the game. 44,676 people saw a terrific game for the Cardinals.
And a big day at the plate from the designated hitter Brendan Donovan with 2 singles, a hit by pitch, and a big 2-run homer in the 7th inning.
His home run was really the icing on the cake. Jordan Hicks finished up in the 9th.
And Giovanni Gallegos had a good bounce back game, an inning and a third of scoreless baseball with a walk and 3 strikeouts. Tonight, it's Miles Michaelis against lefty Braxton Garrett, the Cardinals at Miami, and we're on the air at 4:45. Ricky has the lineups at 5:30 Central. I'll bring you the first pitch around 5:40. The Cardinals beat the Yankees 5-1 yesterday. The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Guardians over the Cubs 8-6 yesterday. Now, they've got a series starting up against the Milwaukee Brewers with a 1-10 start over on US 105.9. US 105.9, by the way, is getting in the Champaign County Fair mode. We've got buy one, get one half off on those tickets for Brothers Osborne, Matt Still on July 28th.
That's 2-3 weeks away here.
I know it. Now that we're in July, it's like double time, baby. We've also got L. King that's going to be at the Devon Amphitheater, and people are texting ELLE for L. King to try to get tickets to that on July 8th. So fun to be in July and handing out the tickets as you're concert connection. Chicago White Sox over Oakland, that final 8-7. We've got the All-Star break coming up, and now 42 players with the tap. Clayton Kershaw, Mike Trout, no stranger to the event, but 26 rookies part of the scene there in Seattle, so that's pretty neat that we've got some newcomers. 91-car event in Chicago, that street race looked really cool. Shane Van Gisbergen from New Zealand ended up winning. But some of those corners, it was a little slick with some early rain in the event, and they were sliding. They slide into each other. And
I mean, it was really, oh my goodness. Kind of weird to see guys going 130 miles an hour with a Sears Tower in the background.
I know.
What are you guys doing? How they build a 2.25-mile track in downtown Chicago?
Talk about event planning with Joe McCullough.
No kidding.
Here.
I mean, how do you do the logistics of what that does to 57 and 90 and 284?
And if you're in the middle of it, you can't get out.
No, that's one of those deals where you want to come to Chicago? No. It must be millions they make. It must make millions and millions and millions to go through the trouble.
That's right.
Why else would you do it?
Something.
Okay, it's 7:52. We'll check Greg's weather forecast for your fourth coming up.
Illini pizza fans, Jets Pizza has been making the best pizza on the planet for 40 years. They've always been committed to quality, like hand-pressed dough, fresh mozzarella, and sauce made from Mama Jet's secret family recipe. All baked to perfection. It takes more work, but take one bite and you'll get it. Right now, enjoy three types of pepperoni with the new Triple Roni Pizza for just $16.99. And this is a limited-time deal, so visit JetsPizza.com. And don't forget to flavorize your crust for free, like their famous Turbo Crust. Jets, better because it has to be.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly event in support of a great cause? Join us at the Habitat Restore on Saturday, July 22nd from 9 a.m. to 12 for the Bike to Build Bike Rodeo, sponsored by Tenet Wealth Partners and Habitat's Women Build program. Learn bike skills, decorate your bike, learn about bike maintenance, enjoy an Icy from Ice Daddy, and more, all while enjoying music from DJ Silky. And while you're there, don't forget to shop the Restore. This event is fun for the whole family and supports Habitat's local home building program. For more information about the Bike to Build Rodeo, please visit CUHabitat.org.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
I think Greencroft, of all places, was out of power as of yesterday morning. I don't know why some parts of Champaign-Urbana got it back quicker. The country, you can sometimes understand. Mm-hmm. But we went through a lot with that storm Thursday. All four of our stations were off the air for a period of time.
Right.
And we just were scrambling with Eastern Illinois Electric, mm-hmm. and then Ameren, because we have both.
Ameren, and I think they said 180,000 customers. Mm. It was a 500-mile stretch of damage across the Midwest. Ameren, Illinois customer outages reporting over 600 poles that were damaged or destroyed.
I mean, Macomb.
This was around an 80-mile-an-hour wind. This derecho, the sustained wind, and numerous thunderstorms to follow that happened, really the weather event Thursday, and then the repercussions of that on Friday.
Well, Macomb reported 100 miles an hour.
Wow.
We were 87 in our county.
Mm.
And we were at University Avenue. We were at UF CrossFit. Christian's putting in a new floor. And we were unloading these pieces that are going to be the new floor. They were 100 pounds a sheet. I got my workout in that day. And so we're standing there watching on University Avenue. A lot of cars, and they're still going really fast. They were going with the wind from we were looking right on University. And, of course, the wind was straight out, a straight line from the west. And those trees on University were not quite a U-shape, but they were just blown.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought, this is bad.
Yeah.
This is not any good. And so there's been tree damage all over the place. Just depends where you are. But certainly, if you lost a tree, you're not alone. A lot of people lost trees.
For sure. Mature trees splitting. The semis that were blown over going under the Sadorus overpass. And just that great big gale wind that knocked one into the other, and then 57 was shut down.
Well, and baseball-sized hail in Arthur, and people had golf ball-sized. I mean, those things, I can't even fathom what those things come. Wouldn't they break windows? Wouldn't
right.
they kill a person
right.
if you're out to?
Know.
That's baseball come from the sky. Crazy, crazy weather.
And, of course, the crops that were laid over. Now, from what I've been hearing, a lot of it, it's an okay. Of course, the crops and the plants were distressed because of the drought experience. Yeah, yeah. So they weren't real firm and could battle that sort of thing. But from what I'm hearing, it was in the plant cycle stage that
early
it could probably possibly grow out of that.
Should be okay with that. But boy, I tell you, we wanted rain, but I don't know if we wanted that.
Right.
Weather brought to you by Urbana Park District.
And they remind you, Neighborhood Nights should be coming your way tomorrow. And it's New Souls performing at Ambucks
Is that
Park.
Wednesday? You said tomorrow, not tomorrow.
It's Wednesday.
I don't know. I'm already losing track of the week. This is Monday.
It's July 5.
Yeah.
So sorry. 6:30 to 8, New Souls, Ambucks Park. See you there.
Okay. Check your weather.
Mm-hmm.
So again, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign-Urbana have a Saturday, and after some additional weekend shower thunderstorm activity, that weather system winding on down. Still a pop-up affair later on this afternoon. Otherwise, good looking, fine feeling day's worth of Independence Day weather scheduled for the day tomorrow. And it's a series of frontal boundaries on the move that should increase rainfall chances over the second half of the week and next week as well. For the day today, partly sunny, just a lone shower thunderstorm that may crop up later this afternoon and early this evening, up to 85 for the high. Light wind becoming mostly clear later this evening, and some patchy fog forms up late, low down to 65 with light and variable wind. Tomorrow, Independence Day, 4th of July, mostly sunny, warm, light south-southwesterly wind, the high around 87. Wednesday, some heat and humidity, the high around 90 with a couple of rounds of showers and thunderstorms, fair and good coverage that'll extend into Thursday, cooler at 83 there. Friday and Saturday, dry weather, highs around 80 degrees, back into some scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business. Okay, so we're going to talk a little inflation. Apparently, we all know it's affecting all of us in some different way.
Right. What are they saying? The average meal for your 4th of July, if you're grilling out, is $70 for a family of four? I think that was the average.
Well, I guess it depends if you're doing chicken or steak.
Right.
And what kind of steak.
That's true.
But we're going to talk to a small business expert, author of the upcoming book, Swirling the Drain, Why Small Businesses Fail, How to Stop the Leaks. Brent Garrett will join us. Also, drinking alcohol weekly. Oh, you're not going to hear that. Drinking alcohol weekly could be connected to 61 different diseases.
Mm.
How about if you just have moderate alcohol? What's drinking mean?
Right.
Is that drinking?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it like have a glass of wine?
Right.
All right, so that'll be coming up in our final hour of the morning. Then we're off tomorrow, and then we're back on Wednesday.
Man, just reading a study about nearly half Americans have gained 17 pounds because of stress eating.
Well, that's not surprising. From what? Just life?
I guess so.
Not COVID. COVID gave us how many pounds? And then stress eating is just, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be right back with our 8 o'clock hour. Glad you're, we're having trouble with the Fox News satellite because we just came on the air Friday and got it going, but we are not sure what's up with satellite stuff. So we're working through it. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.